Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I don't think that there's anything more important that a president can do than defend and protect the country, and that's what President Trump has proposed with this Golden Dome project, I guess, plan. He wants to spend $25 billion toward it. Ultimately, I think it's going to cost $175 billion. Let's go to the expert here and see what he thinks. Ian Boyd joins us, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. Tell me, I guess, overall, what this Golden Dome missile defense system would be.
Well, it's a big architecture that includes things in space and things on the ground to sense and detect different kinds of missiles that might be fired at the U.S., and then what we call interceptors, but other missiles to shoot down someone else's missiles. So it would be a very big project with a lot of technology included.
When I heard Golden Dome, I immediately thought Iron Dome in Israel, and it seems as though that system works pretty well. How does this compare or differ from theirs? Of course, it's a much bigger country, obviously. But
yeah, so, I mean, Iron Dome is often described as the best missile defense system in the world, and it is very effective for Israel. Golden Dome would be kind of, like you said there, sort of an enlargement of the same kind of concept. Obviously, the U.S. is a much larger area to cover. There are threats from all around the world, so it really has to protect all of the homeland. You know, one way in which Golden Dome would be different is it would rely a lot on things in space, which really Iron Dome doesn't do. So a much bigger project because the challenge is that much bigger.
So tell me what is involved here, because it's not a physical dome, obviously. There would be, what would it consist of? Different stations at different places? How close would they have to be to the, let me take a step back. Have things changed as far as those who could potentially do us harm with the technology of their missiles that makes this necessary?
Yeah, that's absolutely where this is coming from. And the easiest place to look at is China. China has invested the equivalent of hundreds of billions of dollars in new types of missiles. They're called hypersonic missiles. And they're hard to defend against. They need new approaches. And so what Golden Dome would consist of is spacecraft that have sensors on them that could detect these missiles. One of the new challenges of these missiles is you have to track them all along their flight. So you have to kind of keep an eye on them all the way. And so Golden Dome is described as a conceptual dome, because you would be tracking the missile for some phase of its trajectory with one satellite, and then you would pass it over to maybe a ship that's, you know, trailing it for another part of its trajectory, and it would pass it on to a ground base that would, you know, trace it into when it was coming to hit something. So it's because the geographical scales involved here are hundreds and thousands of miles. You need a bunch of distributed sensors, like I said, in space and air and sea, to be able to track these things comprehensively.
I don't know shoe polish from you know what, but I can tell you it's going to cost what you just talked about. It's going to cost a lot more than $25 billion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How much would it cost to fully do something like this, Ian, in your opinion? Do you know?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows. You know, there's so much uncertainty because there's certainly a certain amount of development still needs to be done. It's not like we're just buying all of this stuff off the shelf, mm-hmm. although we do have quite a lot of things available to us. But yeah, you know, when you're putting things in space and a lot of things in space, I mean, just the launches themselves, you know, cost a lot of money. And there's a lot of hardware here, you know. I certainly, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars for the full thing. But beyond that, I'm not willing to say.
Do we have a choice as to whether to spend this money or not?
Well, so that's a great question. You know, so the alternatives, right? One thing is to try and do this. The alternative is to do nothing, which means that countries like China and Russia, maybe North Korea, Iran, have missiles that could be fired at the U.S. that we are not able to defend against. Mm-hmm. So is that a tenable position? You know, probably not. And the third option would be diplomacy and discussions, negotiations. But, you know, for example, if I'm China and the U.S. is just going to come to me and say, hey, let's talk about you not using these missiles anymore and we're not offering anything in return, I don't think that's viable either. So I think this may not be the only solution, but it certainly has to be part of the solution.
If you have a pair of threes and the other guy's got four aces, you're not going to negotiate your way into splitting a pot, are you?
Oh, exactly, right. You got to bring something to the table, and this is a good way also to think about Golden Dome.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about hypersonic missiles when we come back, because sometimes we throw phrases around and people perhaps don't know what that means. What exactly is that? And the other question I have is, how do we keep China from stealing whatever it is that we develop? Because if they steal it and then it's like spy counter spy, then we keep spending money, they keep stealing it, et cetera. We're talking, which I think is a legitimate concern. We're talking to Ian Boyd, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado, about the Golden Dome. And I don't know that we really have a choice other than to build this. 850, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, having an interesting conversation with Boyd, I thought it was it, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado, about President Trump's proposed Golden Dome missile system. Let's talk about hypersonic missiles. What are those, Ian?
Yeah, so hypersonic missiles are sort of a new class of missiles, and what hypersonic means is that they go really, really fast. So these things fly through the atmosphere about a mile a second. If you think about that, that's really incredible speeds. And
this is
and so they represent,
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ian, but this is in space. In orbit or in the Earth's atmosphere? These are traveling this fast.
Yeah, so it's between space. It's lower than space, and it's above where airplanes fly. So, and that's part of the challenge in defending against them, that we don't have kind of radars and things that are looking that area of the sky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in combination with their very high speed.
Between where airplanes fly and the outer space?
Right, right.
You, okay.
So, So they're, you know, because they're fast and because they fly in a different part of the atmosphere, and also because they maneuver, which means they kind of change their flight path as they go along. These are the things that make them difficult to defend against.
Somebody texted in about Iron Beam can not only track missiles from orbit, it can engage them with directed energy weapons, which engage targets at the speed of light. I don't know how that compares with a hypersonic missile. Thoughts on that, Ian?
Yeah, people are talking about, you know, so for the first go around on Iron Dome, you would try to shoot down missiles with missiles. They're called interceptor missiles. But in a second generation, if you like, they might use lasers or microwave beams, which I think is what your texter is referring to. Mm-hmm. And so that technology is coming along, but it's not really ready for prime time yet.
Do we know if this Golden Dome will be ahead of what the Chinese have or have on the drawing board?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Because nobody sits still and, you know, it's kind of a cat and mouse game, you know, in national security. And so almost certainly China will continue to be developing their systems. But hopefully in the design of Golden Dome, you know, you're not just trying to address today's problems. You're thinking about the near future as well. So it's just how these things go, you know, that somebody builds a missile, we build a counter missile, you know, and then they go on to their next step.
Real quick, does either country have a technological advantage over the other?
Well, I think they're very close to being peers. You know, China has invested a lot of, you know, resources in building up their military capabilities over the last couple of decades. America's had a lot of other things to think about, and now we're refocusing on China.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. I'm sure Ian Boyd, director of the Center for National Security Initiatives at the University of Colorado. The legislature has outlawed contrails, which don't exist. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.